Welcome to Torati Mecha HaTorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we study the HaTorah for Parshas Mishpatim from Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Daled, Psukim Ches Techaf Beis, and then circling back to Perek Lamed Gimel, Psukim Chaf He Techaf Vav. So chapter 34, verses 8 to 22, and then chapter 33, verses 25 and 26. Parshas Mishpatim begins with the laws of Eved Ivri, a Hebrew slave, an indentured servant. The laws emphasize the dignity and care these servants must be treated with, and that this arrangement has a clear endpoint, preferably 6 years, and at the very latest, the Jubilee year. It bears noting that the first commandment discussed and taught to the Jewish people after Parshas Yisro, the Parsha of Matan Torah, is Eved Ivri. Is this such a fundamental law? Our Haftorah also focuses on this very mitzvah. The prophet Yirmiyahu addresses the reign of Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Yehuda. The background to this prophecy is written here in our Perek 2. The Jews were enslaving fellow Jews, likely due to unpaid debts. However, they were violating the Torah's command by keeping them indefinitely, rather than releasing them after 6 years. At a certain point, King Tzidkiyahu attempted to correct this grave wrongdoing. He decreed, "Lishaleach ish es avdo v'ish es shifchaso ha'ivri v'ha'ivriyach chofshim." Every man should let his Hebrew manservant and maidservant go free, that none should enslave a fellow Jew, his brother, in Pasuk Tes, verse 9. But soon after, the people reversed their actions and cruelly re-enslaved those they had just freed, in verse 11. Vayashuvu acharechein, vayashivu es ha'avadim ves ha'shvachos, asher shilchu chofshim. Afterwards, they turned around and brought back the men and women they had set free and forced them into slavery again. And then comes the word of God. Ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi karati bris es avoseichem biyom hotzi'i osam me'eretz Mitzrayim mibis avadim lemar. Thus says the Eternal, the God of Israel, I made a covenant with your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, the house of bondage, saying, Miketz sheva shanim tishachu ish es achiv ha'ivri. At the end of the 7 years, you must release your Hebrew brother who has been sold to you. This is verses 13 and 14. This violation was not new. It had been an ongoing issue for generations. But when Tzidkiyahu took action to correct it, Hashem recognized and valued that effort. Even though idolatry, adultery, and murder were still rampant at that time. But once they went against this commitment, Hashem responded with harsh judgment. Verse 16. Vatashuvu, vatachalalu es shemi, vatashivu ish es avdo v'ish es shifchaso, vatichbishu osam? You desecrated my name by taking back the servants you had freed, forcing them once again into subjugation. And as a result, Hashem issues a devastating decree. Lachain, ko amar Hashem, atem lo shematem elai likror dror ish la'achiv v'ish l're'ehu, Hineni kori lachem dror no'um Hashem el hacherev, el hadever ve'el hara'av v'nasati eschem l'zava l'chol mamlechos ha'aretz. Assuredly, thus says God, you would not obey me and proclaim a release each to your kin and neighbor? Lo, I proclaim your release, declares God, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine. And I will make you a horror to all the kingdoms of the earth. This double use of the word dror, because you took away their freedom, their release. I will release all of these punishing tools upon you. And the Haftorah continues, you will be placed into the hands of your enemies. You will go into exile. The city will burn. Unbelievable. The failure to uphold Evid Ivri was the final straw that sealed their fate. The Talmud Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah states, Lo ne'enshu Yisrael ela al parashas shiluach avadim. The Jewish people were punished solely for failing to free their servants. So what we are going to try to understand today is why? Why was this mitzvah so central? What covenant is being referenced when Hashem says, Anochi karati bris es avosechem biyom hotzi'i osam me'eretz Mitzrayim? I made a covenant with your ancestors on the day I took them out of Egypt from the house of slavery. Again, the Gemara Yerushalmi will help us understand, but in order to, we must first go back to Mitzrayim in Parshas Va'era. We have an interesting conversation there between Hashem and Moshe. First, Hashem instructs Moshe to tell Paro to release Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe protests, Hein Bnei Yisrael lo shamu elai, ve'ech yishme'eni Paro. See, Bnei Yisrael did not listen to me, how will Paro listen to me? Indeed, Moshe had just attempted to encourage Bnei Yisrael with beautiful, exciting, and hopeful news about redemption, salvation, and becoming the nation of Hashem. But his words fell flat, and they had not listened. As the pasuk says, Mikotzer ruach umeavodah kasha, from shortness of breath and hard labor, they just didn't listen. The pasuk then continues with verse 13, which seems to be Hashem's response to Moshe's worries. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron, vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael ve'el paro melech Mitzrayim, lohotzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem commanded him to bnei Yisrael and to Paro, the king of Egypt, to send the bnei Yisrael from the land of Egypt. The question that so many ask on this pasuk is, how is this a response to Moshe's concerns? And also, the pasuk first says Hashem commanded Moshe regarding Paro and Bnei Yisrael, but then does not seem to give him any instructions about Bnei Yisrael. His words seem to focus on Paro alone, namely, tell Paro to let them go. Moshe had raised a concern about Bnei Yisrael. It seems as if they had fallen into the depths of despair. They couldn't even hear Moshe anymore. So what is Vayitzavim el Bnei Yisrael? Did Hashem offer any guidance to Moshe about that? The Gemara Yerushalmi says, indeed he did. What did Hashem instruct Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael at that time? Al matzivim, al parashas shiluach avadim. What did he command them? About Eved Ivri. According to the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, right now, teach them the halachos of Eved Ivri. This is truly fascinating. Way before Mount Sinai, even before the first mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, before the first plague hit Egypt, while the Jewish people are still slaves in Egypt, teach them, tell them there will be a commandment that you will start to keep when you live in Israel. And it is called Eved Ivri. And this is the covenant that Yirmiyahu is talking about in our Haftorah. Anochi karati bris es avosechem biyom hotzio same eretz Mitzrayim. I made a covenant with your fathers on the day that I took them out of Egypt. This is the covenant I made in Egypt. Eved Ivri is so foundational that I told you about it in Egypt, that you will need to free your Eved Ivri. And when you don't keep it, but to chalalu es shemi, it is a desecration of my name. Why? And the teaching of Eved Ivri was Hashem's response to Moshe's concerns about the Jewish people? How? One of the places in the Torah that discuss Eved Ivri is in Vayikra chapter 25. And there Hashem says, the reason you must be careful with your Eved Ivri is ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. The Jewish people, Hashem says, are to be my slaves. The Gemara Kiddushin explains, Avadai, the lo avadim la avadim. They are mine. They are not to be turned into slaves of slaves. And, perhaps even more significantly, the Mechilta writes that if someone enslaves a Jew, he is, so to speak, enslaving God himself. So back to Moshe. What was the problem? Why were the Jews not listening to Moshe? He was giving them good news. The Jewish people had endured generations of slavery. Their psyche was shattered. They saw themselves as permanently downtrodden, with no vision of a brighter future. How could Moshe speak to them about redemption, destiny, and greatness when they had lost all hope? Hashem's answer to Moshe was Eved Ivri. Tell them about this mitzvah. Explain its essence. Make them understand why a Jew cannot remain a slave indefinitely. Show them how I see them, princely, exalted, essential, inseparably connected to me. Their status is so high that it becomes forbidden to keep a Jewish slave. They are mine. Tell them this. This is more than just a mitzvah. It is a defining message about who we are. I am saving you from slavery, not just from Egypt, but from ever being a slave to anyone again. You are mine, my nation, my children, my princes. Start seeing yourselves as royalty. And just as importantly, start seeing each other the same way. Now we can truly grasp the significance of Tzidkiyahu's reforms. This emancipation was not just an economic or social decree. It was a recognition of our true identity. A fellow Jew is a prince of God. And when we ignored this truth, when we denied our brothers their freedom, we denied our own essence. In enslaving one another, we did not just violate a law, we betrayed our very identity as Hashem's chosen people. So once again, we are confronted with this foundational and transformative truth. The way we treat one another defines who we are, not just in our own eyes, but in our relationship with Hashem. You cannot mistreat your brother and still call yourself my prince, because your brother is my prince as well. There is another layer to this message, one that feels excruciatingly relevant today. In verse 9, when Yirmiyahu commands the people to free their slaves, these indentured servants are referred to as both Ivrim and Yehudim. Why the double description? The Abarbanel explains that this is a reminder. These slaves were not just fellow Jews. They were from the same tribe of Yehuda. They weren't just part of the same nation. They were family, cousins, close relatives. But it must go even further than that. Looking at this moment historically, who remained in the land of Israel at this time? Only Yehuda. The 10 northern tribes had already been exiled. They were gone. We had already lost so many of our brothers. And now we are left with survivors. We are all survivors. Your brother and sister standing before you, they too are survivors. Would you mistreat them even now? Would you, after losing so many, turn against the ones who remain? This is the devastating question Yirmiyahu is asking. And perhaps it is a question we must still ask ourselves today. We are more than ever a nation of survivors. And we must see each precious member of our nation as our brother and sister, our surviving brother and sister. We must see them with love, with compassion, with respect, as is appropriate for a prince of Hashem. The Haftorah then takes us back to chapter 33, verses 25 and 26, where Hashem reminds us just how much he loves us. Thus says God, as surely as I have established my covenant with day and night, the law of heaven and earth, Gam zera Yaakov v'david avdiem asmi kachas mizaro moshlim al zera Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov ki ashiv eshvusam v'richam tim. So I will never reject the offspring of Yaakov and my servant David. I will never fail to take from his offspring rulers for the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Indeed, I will restore their fortunes and take them back in love. Thank you for studying together.